Blog Talk Radio.
Tristan Walter.
Yes, that opening is very long, we realize, because, hey, we're back to the old opening, because, hey, we're back to doing movies in order. Because we, yeah, well, no, because what we did was, if you didn't know, if this is your first time tuning in, hello. If it isn't, hello. You don't discriminate. Just hello to everyone. And, yeah, I mean, we were doing Broly movies in order. Because, I mean, there was a trilogy there. And then we somehow managed to line up with the Battle of the Gods English dub premiere, which sadly the premiere is over, the screening is over. However, yeah. I haven't checked it myself, but I can safely assume that it's going to be put on DVD soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure by the time October or even maybe November comes around, I'm sure the DVD is going to be out. And also,
yeah.
I mean, while we do not promote illegal downloading, right, I'll just say this much. The theatrical version, there's two versions, the theatrical and the uncut.
Oh.
And, yes, and personally, the theatrical version is what they released in theaters, no doubt, but the theaters that, you know, we went to in America. So in theory, I don't know if they're going to release the uncut version on DVD or if they might release two versions. So as of right now, there is a fan-subbed uncut version. We do not promote illegal downloading. However, it doesn't exist in any other form right now if you wish to go see either one. Because there are no DVDs just yet. So if you wish to see either one, they're there. We're not saying to do it. All right? Don't. But
I would
there.
Assume they'd probably put either one or the other and probably the Japanese audio on it. If not both the theatrical and the uncut version on, like, DVD or Blu-ray.
Yeah, I assume as much. I assume both are going to be on the same DVD. I think it would be silly to release one or the other because no one would go for theatrical then. But I assume they're going to put both on one DVD. So here we are back to BoJack, back to the past, using the old opening, Chala Head Chala, instead of We Got the Power, which is great because that transition as a kid was just so interesting and so entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's just funny. It's like, nope, we're back to that. Gohan Small. I mean, he's a teenager, but he's not, like, you know, like, 16 and pregnant type teenager, that kind of drama. Nope, he's not there yet. No, he's still back to the little tiny, like, the little tiny stuff. Like, you know, maybe thinking I shouldn't play with this toy or I should, you know, save the world. That kind of, in that area.
Daddy wants me to save the world now. Oh, God, my spine!
Basically, he's in that range, and of course. So, you know, let's talk about the movie itself. Though before we get into actual things about the movie, rather, you know, like because if you don't know, we always talk about, you know, fun little things that happen during the film. But right now, let's talk about background. This movie, came out in July 10th, 1993. So, yeah, that's old. We're old. And it came out in America August 17th, 2004. So we're actually very close to the American release date. But either way, 11 years off. And we say this all the time. Very sorry if you guys think this is a tired joke, but we say this all the time. Stop complaining about anime. Oh, darn, they didn't release this episode. It's been a week. Oh, man, they didn't rip it from Hulu or Crunchyroll, which is also illegal, don't. They didn't rip it from Hulu or Crunchyroll. It's been a week. Oh, my God. Oh. 1993, 2004, 11 years. Gohan was, what, like 11, 12?
Yeah, something
at
like
least in,
that.
Yeah, in the anime, I believe he was 11 or 12.
Yeah,
I believe in the Japanese, they state
that he's 11. But
yeah, in the Japanese. Because in America, I think they had to make him a teen, or they wanted to make it seem a bit more something.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, actually he's 11. Because if he was a teenager, then, you know, he was in high school, like just a couple years later. I mean, Goten had to be born and had
He was a teenager in the Buu saga, more like.
Exactly. You know, so 16. Because if he was 14, right, Goten can't be 2. You know what I mean? Goten's walking and talking and stuff, so he at least has to be like 4 or 5. So, if, you know, so if Gohan was 14 and, you know, Cell stuff, he'd have to be 18 in Buu, which doesn't make sense because he's, I mean, he's still in high school, but I don't think he's ever really talked about graduating. Like, he seemed like he was smack in the middle. So, like, you know, 16, 17.
Right.
Rather 15, 16. But anyway, so, yeah, point is that he's quite young, right? 11 years. Gohan could have been born in that damn span.
Although,
and,
technically, if he was 11 in the Cell saga and then 7 years later is Boo, he would actually be 18.
Oh, so it was? Are you sure it was 7 years?
I'm pretty sure it was 7 years, yeah.
Okay. No, because we also remember that Goten's age fluctuates as well, where they think they made him older in the American anime to be to make it okay that he's out there fighting, when in actuality he's probably 5. You know?
Oh,
like
you
5
mean Goten. Okay.
Yes, Goten. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say Gohan again?
I don't know.
All
I
these
was,
Go names.
I was stuck
Go
on Gohan for a second there, and I'm
okay.
Well, he was fighting Nappa when he was 5, so...
That's what I'm saying. So, like, yeah... That's the thing. Like, in the American anime, I think they've tried to, or at least, you know, in general, they're like, maybe we really should, because it's weird. It's a really a weird thing to think about, where it's just like when you, it's like Ash Ketchum or Satoshi, whichever name you want to call him by. It's just the fact that it's like, all right, so he's 10? All right, so he's 10, you know? It's like, you know, putting aside the fact that he never ages, other than, you know, still, it's like, he's 10?
He
really?
Sucks the life force from his virgin sacrifices each new region, didn't you know?
That sounds like something Japan would do. So I'm officially accepting that as canon.
Or the nicer version is that when he saw Ho-Oh, he, you know, made a wish that his journey would never end. And that's kind of the nicer one. But, you know,
no, I think Ash would go for this virgin sacrifices. So, yeah, so anyway... as if that's a great segue, let's talk about where... All right, no, this movie, like we said, it was released in 1993. It also came out at the Toei Anime Fair, and it was shown alongside one of the Dr. Slump movies, as well as the first Yu Yu Hakusho movie, which has also recently been made available by Funimation. So, yes, if you ever thought, oh, those Yu Yu Hakusho movies, they're never coming out in America. Well, you're wrong. They actually did get the first one out, so go check that out. Yeah, just recently, by the way. I believe it was just late last year. Very interesting. You know, I mean, obviously, if the Yu Yu Hakusho movie came out in theaters in 1993, very old, and they didn't have the rights to that. So,
yeah.
Thankfully, they picked those up. I mean, it's been dubbed for a while, but I believe by Central Park Media, so not by Funimation. But thankfully, Funimation picked up the rights. They dubbed it, and they dubbed a bunch of other cool specials in there with it, with the DVD, so definitely pick that up. And, yeah, very interesting. And, of course, here we have BoJack being released again in the same year. So think about how old that is. I mean, the fact that there's Blu-ray versions are nice, but really think about how old. Like, I mean, this is like VHS, you know, getting near Laserdisc territory.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, yeah. I would buy, I think I saw a BoJack. I think we made the joke, actually, when we were looking for Laserdiscs for Dead Zone when we first did our first ever podcast.
I think you saw one that was BoJack, yeah.
And I laughed, and I said, nope.
Yep.
Well, nope. Yeah. And it was $30.
Are you saying it wouldn't be a worthy purchase?
I don't think I want to buy the Intergalactic Cleaning Guy Bojax Special Laserdisc Edition. I would rather not. Thank you. But, yeah. So, yeah.
No, he just lands on planet Earth. He sees a commercial for Mr. Clean. He's just like, the fuck is this shit? This guy's muscling in on my territory.
Pretty much, yeah. That would be a great fight. That would have been a very lovely fight.
Bojack versus
now,
Mr. Clean.
I mean, oh, it sounds legit, right?
Why am I having flashes to Krillin?
Well, because Krillin's his long-lost son. Also, he waxes, by the way. But anyway, now we have to talk
about... They trained at the
same temple. That's clearly what happened. We have to talk about something
totally
a bit
canon.
Sad. Slightly sad, slightly sad. This was the last movie for the voice actor of Master Roshi, Kohei Miyauchi, because he died 2 years after its Japanese release.
Right.
So we can safely assume that they've gotten someone new for any of Roshi's scenes, either in the, you know, in the TV show or specifically in the newer movies, because he has been in newer films.
Yeah.
Saying different things.
I wonder. I don't think I really noticed any, like, transition, like, in the Japanese, because I've watched most of the movies in the original Japanese, and they must have gotten a pretty good damn guy to, you know...
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, too, it's been so long for us. I mean, I watched this in English this time because I originally watched it in Japanese, but when I think back to it, I was 12. So I probably shouldn't be the judge.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think he was used a lot in the movies after that anyway, because if you think about it, that was after Trunks. So I think that as an homage, they didn't, you know, as a tribute to him, they didn't really use him, you know. So I assume that's how, that's what they did there. Because, I mean, we did see him in newer stuff, I think, because they had to, and, you know, maybe it was enough time. But if you've noticed, we've talked about this before, they rarely ever replace voice actors unless it's needed.
Yeah.
You know? Like, even when someone dies, I mean, if you notice, Tien barely had any lines in Battle of Gods because his voice actor passed, you know? So
they don't
like to do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's just their thing. They would rather not. So, you know, but unless they need to. Like, Hercule needed to speak.
Right.
Right? So they had to use a new... So certain people, I mean, I remember, you know, the... anyway, it doesn't matter. What matters is that... You know, there's a lot of situations where people pass on, and sometimes even series are in jeopardy. If the creator of a series dies, you know, sometimes voice actors pass on as well. And, you know, and unless it's a weekly, like, I remember in Case Closed, I believe it was the character, I sadly can't remember the character's name because it's been so long, and I don't know if you know, in the English dub of Detective Conan, Case Closed, they changed up a lot of names. So, yeah, localized. So I believe it was Richard, his voice actor in Japanese, passed on. And they had to keep on going because it's a weekly show. But there was a lot of, there was an uproar because it was like, what are you going to do? Like, this is a weekly anime. And he just passed away. Like, what? So, and of course they had enough, you know, clips for a while, of course, because it's a weekly anime. They don't do it week by week. But it was, what's going to happen when they get there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, rest in peace, of course, and... And you know, let's just move along. So, what did you think about this movie?
I thought it was pretty decent. I kind of like how they gradually introduced the villains. Like they,
right?
I mean, it was kind of instantaneous that they just kind of appeared on Earth, but it wasn't like, you know, Bojack came in the middle of the tournament and been like, "Raw, I'm here to take over your planet," and fucked everybody up. They just appear in, like, you know, the individual fights against the, you know, intergalactic fighters.
Yeah.
And then everyone slowly starts to realize, wait a minute.
This isn't right.
Hey, intergalactic fighters, they knock on the dressing room door. Where are you? Oh, God, they're all dead.
Basically, yeah, it's like, wait, hold on a second, this ain't right.
Those aren't the guys I hired!
Which is funny because, yeah, you realize later on in the film that, yes, there were no actual aliens. At least from the way it was worded. because they were like, you know, because the way it was worded, it's weird. It makes you think, oh, they're supposed to be peaceful aliens, but then all of a sudden he says at the end, not real. And you're like, wait a minute. You tricked me. But no, I assume the dad was in on it. It was like, yeah, get some aliens.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for my son's birthday.
Yeah, because it was for his son's birthday party. And then they realized, oh, shit, we have real aliens. And everybody started freaking the fuck out.
No, I have to be honest, though. At first, I was pissed, though, because at first, I don't know, like, they made it seem like there were actual aliens, and I sat there.
Oh, yeah,
I
was
really
psyched for that, too, as a kid.
No, I was pissed. I was like, oh, thanks, you know, screw people with money. Maybe I want to see aliens fighting for my own damn amusement. Like, I'm sorry, maybe I want alien gladiators. I'm so sorry. Hey, kid, get a fucking Nintendo, all right? Like, that's what I had when I was a kid. Like, and this is 1993, so that's not that bad. So it's like, get a damn Super Nintendo, you douchebag. Like,
go play some Metroid. God.
I know, yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry that my dad can't get me the shit that you have. You know, fuck you. Like,
although,
you know, like,
I mean, really, BoJack delivered in the end. You want aliens? I got the aliens. I'm going to kill you all.
Like, that would have been great, wouldn't it? Just like, just mommy, daddy, he killed them. This is what you wanted, wasn't it, bitch? Stop being a little pussy. Look at the death.
Exactly.
Look.
It just like crushes somebody's skull in the audience in front of him.
That's
like, what? You don't like my performance?
That's the difference. You see, apparently Japanese kids, who I thought were a lot more messed up than us, but clearly Japanese kids, mommy, daddy. American kids, awesome. Thanks, Dad. just Dad looked out at him. Oh my.
Oh God.
I don't think this was the right choice. I think we should have gotten him the puppy. Like,
although that could have gone either one of two ways.
I know, right? Yeah. Like, it's like maybe we should have gotten him that pony. I don't think we should have pushed the intergalactic space alien thing on him. This may have been a problem. Like, just literally, like, looking at the, like, she's just sipping a soda, like, oh, come on, the Japanese guy didn't even bleed. Just, all right, we should have gotten him the pony.
Oh, God.
But seriously, though, yeah, I'm a little upset about all that money. Just damn it, guys. But, hey, it's okay, though, because he just hired actors. So it's like, honestly, it's one of those situations where it's like, he just hired actors. Like, you can honestly just pay me in food. Like, so he didn't have to pay a lot. Like, the richest man in the world from the way it looks, and he probably just said, hey, you know, do you want to have a place to sleep tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right. Be an actor. Well, you know I'm actually an actor, right? I don't care. Just, like,
just put on this ridiculous makeup and costume and get the fuck down there.
Exactly. Right? Like, half the people he hired were homeless. Just remember, you're a space alien. Of course! Like, as the guy's running down, and his head, all he's hearing is like, well, I mean, I am a space alien, though. Just remember, you're pretending. Of course I'm pretending, right? All right. Just go. It's just like, you know, it's just like everyone was just like, oh my god, he can fly! The homeless guy? Yeah, of course, I can, too!
He jumps off one of the platforms on the fighting ring.
Yeah. All
Mr.
of the
Satan's
actors
like,
were dead.
Yeah!
All the actors
so
were murdered.
He threw off the platform.
That's exactly. All the actors were murdered, and one of them was pushed off of the platform. It's like, just one of them isn't dead yet. Nope, that fucker jumped. Like, but anyway, what were we talking about? Just some BoJack movie?
How you liked it in general.
I mean, it's weird. I liked it more than I did when I was a kid. I will admit, as a kid, I loved the fight scenes. Like, that did excite me, obviously. But from a, I don't know, from a story standpoint, I think the issue was that it was wedged between, you know, the Broly Mafia. Like, it's just, you know, that's how I feel like it is. Like, it's just like, you know, it'd be like, it was just like Broly, like, did his thing. And then BoJack did his thing. And then it's like, if there was ever a choice, which I'm sure this wasn't a question, but if there was ever a question of which, you know, which sequel should we do first? Like, it's just like, you know, Broly's like, it'd be a shame if, you know, sequel for BoJack was another word for coffin.
Oh,
we should do Broly again. Like, it's weird because, as you saw, we did the trilogy because it obviously makes sense, but it's crazy how, this is the ninth DBZ movie. Broly 2 and Broly 3.
3 came after this, right after
came
each
after
other.
This. Yeah.
Yeah,
and right after each other as well, as if to say, so, how much do they like Broly? This much?
Yeah.
Yeah, which, I'll be honest, it made sense. There's, you know,
yeah.
Broly's amazing.
Yeah.
But, no, you're going to say something?
No, I'm just wondering, like, it's funny because I wonder who would have been stronger, and I know I'm going to get so many for that comment. If you want to call in and rage at me for my one comment here.
718-664-9468. Please call in. 718-664-9468. Yeah, I'm sure that legendary Super Saiyan guy is such a pushover. I'm sure some intergalactic schmucks can come right on in.
Well, because here's the thing. I mean, just to put it simply, Goku fought Broly as a Super Saiyan. Granted, he got energy from all of his friends to finish him off. And, yes, he has the legendary status. But at the same time, Gohan was Super Saiyan 2 and took out Bojack.
Yeah, but, okay,
although,
here's the thing. Remember,
I guess you
Goku
could argue that Gohan took out Bojack very easily once he went Super Saiyan 2, which calls Bojack's power into question.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, the fact that Gohan just had to go Super Saiyan 2 means that it was also, like, another Cell-type scenario where it's just, like, you kind of need to break that 2 barrier and then you're good. But honestly, I don't know. For me personally, I think Broly is just at that Super Saiyan 3 or 4 barrier. It just worked because somehow, you know, Goku's punch, in my opinion, had all their energy in it. And in a way, he kind of did like a transfer thing. Like, I transferred all the power into your body, therefore you imploded. Like, you know, from the inside out, just, exploded. From the inside out. Like, but where with Bojack, it was literally just, you know, I'm Super Saiyan 2 now. My normal Kamehameha without my dad behind me. Because for some reason, in my head, I always feel like his dad's going to be behind him. But I always remember, no. Goku was just there to break all of the laws of space and time.
Yeah.
He had nothing to do with helping Gohan with the Kamehameha. That was all him. Which was interesting. That was all Gohan. So, I mean, in theory, Gohan was able to do a lot, you know, once it turned up to 100.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they made the new standard of, you know, it used to be, go Super Saiyan, you idiot. Now it's like, go Super Saiyan 2, you idiot! You have another one! And it's obvious why. You know, power levels and, you know, and fights are used to, like, story is used for other things. Like, you don't just, in a story, right, if it's a mafia thing, you don't just bust into the guy's warehouse and shoot the guy in the head and go, see, I won the movie! All right, it's been 5 minutes, you know? No, there's all this plot and stuff involved in that, you know, and there's climaxes and things like that. So just like that in other movies, you have to wait in this movie to see that peak.
Yeah.
It just sucks because it's there. You know what I mean? It can be tapped into.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it makes a little bit more sense now that it's Gohan because
yes, I agree.
He doesn't have as much training as his father, and yes, he does have the potential to use it, but it takes a lot to bring it out of him, because he really can't just say, I'm going to go Super Saiyan 2, boom. You know, it has to be the breaking point.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it seems like that makes a bit more sense. It's just it's upsetting
instead
that they didn't
like,
mention it in English, so we're not really led to believe that just yet. But it's a great point, though, to make. Also,
unlike
like
when,
you
know, Goku walks in and it's like, Goku, stop fucking around. We know
basically,
you can go Super Saiyan at the flick of a wrist.
That's the issue. Yeah, that's the issue with Goku specifically. He fixed it in Return of Cooler once Cooler came out, but obviously Cooler was so. Now this is what I'll give you: Broly or Cooler Army. That I'll give you because it's like, oh, Broly would destroy all of them. But how many of them before it's just like, hello, we are all on top of you. We are Legion. Like, how many until it's just like, even if they're gnats, they're still swarming him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, can take you down if there's a lot of them. Even though they are bugs, it's still not just like, oh, yeah, crush all of the bugs. No, they keep on coming.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought. Broly or Cooler Army? You decide. Go on our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, and on this post, say who you think will win. Cooler, you know, Robot Army Cooler, or Broly. Be responsive. We have a Facebook. Those Guys on the Radio. Also, we have a Twitter. tweet at us. Those Guys Radio. Why the hell not? Be part of our community so we can actually have one. Right now it's just four guys in a basement. Be part of our community. We've had women on the show.
You forgot all the DVDs.
Yeah,
don't
right?
Their feelings.
What's amazing is that some people are just like, yeah, put food in my basement. It's a bunker. I have DVDs and older manga and anime, sir, and comic books as well. You need food to survive. Not the way we plan to live during the nuclear fallout. But anyway, so speaking of this actual movie, right, when we had the beginning part where it was like, you know, you had that female reporter. Interestingly enough, the female reporter was actually the same voice actress who did the female ring announcer in Yu Yu Hakusho for the Dark Tournament. Little things here and there, just little fun tidbits spread about.
You mean the Fox Girl, or
yes.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, there were two. Yes, the first Fox Girl. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah, interesting little things. Also, I think this movie had really cool villain designs, but as I said before, I don't think they fleshed them out enough, which is weird to say because they usually don't flesh them out, but there's just something about, I think it's more the fact that let's say in Cooler's movie, right, the first one, right, the Return of Cooler Part 1, the non-roboting, right? So that one, when we saw the basically Sentai team, it was Cooler's Armored Squadron. I feel like he got a lot of time, you know, to really get to know and want to see them murdered. In this case, it's like, all right, they've killed people, but they didn't kill anyone that was worth anything to us as fans. Like, it was crazy. Like, whoa, like, these guys are dead. But it wasn't, like, anything major. Where they beat up, like, it was like, oh, these guys are dead. And then they beat up other people that we love. And then it's like, oh, so Gohan has to save the day. And then he did rather easily. Like, it made some of them look like Cell Juniors with how it was just like, I'm killing you.
I guess. Although, to be fair, I mean, they did kick the crap out of Gohan, too.
They did. They had time. You know, they did have time.
They had plenty of time, too.
They had plenty of time to murder the little bastard.
And I mean, that was what I loved. Like, Bojack's just kind of standing there like, I like this show.
Yeah, basically.
Like, he could have just had, you know, a chair and a bowl of popcorn and just, you know, put his feet up like, I'm recording this shit.
Really? Really? I imagine fine wine. I just imagine fine wine and just Beethoven in the background. Just like, oh, this is the life, I have to say. Just, you know, just actually, what am I doing? Turns off the music. His screams are our music.
I'm Bojack, the space pirate. I enjoy the finer things in the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
Screaming children.
Screaming children. Better than treasure. But sadly, unable to buy things. Anyway, so my question here, right? We both love Trunks a lot.
Yeah, yes.
Am I the only one that feels weird that he's still here, though? Because this movie felt a completely canon, right? Like, in theory, when we normally say, like, oh, this can't be canon, oh, it's so cool. This movie had a 99.9% chance of being canon.
Canon, except for Trunks.
Yeah, unless we're trying to say, which I believe may have been said in Japanese, but I don't remember picking it up in English, being able to say, yeah, he just comes back every once in a while. But I'm fairly
sure. I feel like he does.
Well, no, I feel like he does, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't outwardly stated, which sucks because I do want to see if, you know, it's like, it'd be cool. Where it's like, yeah, you just come back every once in a while. Like, what, do you have a problem with that? Like, he's like,
it's
actually,
like,
I do not.
It's like, everyone in my timeline is dead, and I'm basically helping rebuild everything.
So, party?
Yeah. I kind of need some, you know, happy in my life once in a while.
Exactly, right? That's how I feel, right? Which is like, so, I mean, you know, he could just, you know, he could just be, he's just like, in the future, like, he gets in a fight with Bulma. I'm going to the past.
Young man, don't you dare take that time machine. You get back here right now.
I'm going in the past.
Saiyan, Mom. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. I'm going to the past where I can meet past girls. They're so much cooler than girls now. All of a sudden, she's like, don't make your own grandfather. She's like, he's like, got something weird like that. He's like, damn it, Mom, you know how time works now.
Yeah.
Trunks has, like, 30 children in the past, but it has nothing to do with the future.
Oh, dear God. No, Trunks would be like, more like my own father.
Oh, my God.
And she just looks at him for a second. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. Shut up, Mom, we're fighting.
It's like, oh, God, I can't even. It's just like, I can't, Mom. I just can't.
That's pretty much it. Just, you know what, we're done. So anyway, point is that Trunks is there, and I mean, okay. You know, like, just, Trunks is there. Okay, like, let's move on, shall we? Master Roshi
funny.
Was there.
Yeah,
that's what's
no,
funny.
Just with, yeah. No, with Trunks' fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how he finishes his opponent off, he's like, I'm going to punch you through the chest.
Oh, God,
you're
that
definitely
was
Vegeta's son, huh?
Yeah, no. Oh, I can't wait to get... We're going to get to that later, but damn straight. Just,
okay.
I have a strange feeling you're Vegeta's son. Like, which one's Vegeta's son? That one.
That one.
Like, that's the one.
That's the
I'm,
one.
Yeah, it's like, I'm pretty freaking sure Vegeta's the one who at least you took something from.
Yeah.
But, oh, man. But anyway, so Pervy Roshi was there. And it always unnerves me when there's Pervy Roshi, I have to say. Like, it's not as funny as it is to, I think, Japan or the Japanese kids. Maybe to American
yeah.
kids they find that funny, but not to me, really, because, you know, we're getting a bit older. But I have to say, damn it, the fact that he's Terminator is just is wonderful. He has an internal scouter for women.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
That was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, by the
it's
way,
like,
I don't
whenever
have
they
to
go
say
out,
this to you.
Hmm? It's just whenever they go out, he's always on the hunt. I mean, I know he lives alone on an island with a turtle, but it's like, Roshi, this is why we can't have nice things. We can't take you fucking anywhere, can we?
I mean, he used to
go to the world tournament all the time, and he wasn't that bad. I mean, sure, he might hit on a woman or here or there, you know, once or twice, but it wasn't, you know, his main objective.
I guess he's got less
to do nowadays, but...
Yes. Also, I'd like to mention something to you, by the way. Yes, I know. I feel really bad, though, because you mentioned... You know, he only lives on an island with a turtle and a... You know what? Fair enough, Roshi. You win this round.
Yes,
like, yeah. I have to say something, though, about Trunks. Listening to the dub, by the way, as you were talking, I was listening to you completely. Don't worry, I love you. I was also listening to the dub compared to the Japanese subs. And in the dub... You know, for Trunks, by the way, with the whole, like, oh, did he come back or did he, you know, whatever.
Right.
Bulma says, I haven't seen him for an eternity. Like, that's how it sounds. But in Japan, it actually, like, he came back after defeating 17 and 18.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah,
right.
Like.
That's what it was.
That's it. But, again, that's more of a, because I love Funimation, by the way. Like, I love them to death. I would love to even work with them one day because I love voice acting and things like that. And I really enjoy everything they've done for voice acting in America. But sometimes, not just them, by the way, it's anyone, right? Sometimes anyone, and we're excluding 4Kids because 4Kids are the devil, right? Everyone who just adapts things properly, they always have to take some liberties. And some of them I understand completely. But other ones get a little bit awkward. Where it's like, it starts to make you raise questions like that. Like, oh, so did he come back or not? So in theory right now, this movie is canon.
As far as I can remember, yeah, I don't think there was anything really timeline breaking.
I feel like we need to stop the show right now and open up a nice bottle of wine and just celebrate. Like, oh, yeah! We found one! Mama, we found one! You know what also I think? Now that I'm remembering, because this might be my own memory fooling me. I think as a kid I sat there and I looked at everything and I went, so this movie's completely canon. Why this movie?
Yeah.
Of all the movies!
Why isn't this?
Yeah. Like, out of all the movies, it's just like, hey, do you remember Garlic Jr.? Nope. Broly?
Nope.
Nope. You know, like, Broly? Nope. Cooler? Nope. Turles? Nope. Bojack? Oh, fuck that guy.
Gohan's like, yeah, that's the guy that gave me the fucking death hug.
Yeah, right?
Gohan?
Was like, I think we need to talk about something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Gohan's like, what, Dad? Goku's like, that must have hurt, right? Chi-Chi's like, Okay, Gohan,
okay,
let's talk about something, honey.
Oh, God.
Like,
Chi-Chi
where
just
in this
comes
Dragon
over.
Ball Z Budokai game did he touch you?
Oh, God.
They're just playing the game. He did that move. Like, oh, that's actually
Gohan
legitimate.
Gohan starts having convulsions.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, Chi-Chi, call the hospital.
Also, Mom, it's like, yes, son, why are you playing with Broly? To kick your ass, son. But anyway, so yeah, so apparently...
Chi-Chi, why do you always pick Vegeta?
Oh, God. It's like, well, Goku, why do you always pick Frieza? Wouldn't it be amazing? Goku plays as other fighters that he's fought in case he ever has to fight them again. He knows their strategy.
Oh, God.
Like, yep, that's how they fight. It's like, they're just like, oh, okay, Goku. But anyway, you know what that reminds me of? I know you don't know a lot about wrestling, but the wrestlers once had a tournament where they were playing one of the WWE games as their own characters or as other characters. And they were fighting each other, though. So it would be the wrestlers fighting each other as wrestlers in the games. And it was amazing. It came down to a female named AJ Lee, who's a huge comic book fan. She's awesome. She's actually from New Jersey. Versus Mark Henry, a very heavy-set black man who is actually – he's actually gotten a – he's called the world's strongest man because he actually won an Olympic gold medal for, like, deadlifting 500 pounds or something.
Damn.
Which I believe was a record for a while if it's still – I think it still is a record, right? He lifted – so the point is it was those two at the end. The final round was AJ Lee versus Mark Henry. AJ Lee won. So she beat him in the tournament with whatever wrestler she used. She won the game. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, I'm letting you know that. Like, a 4-foot-something Hispanic woman wrestler from New Jersey beat up a giant African-American man in a game of wrestling in a tournament.
As in...
So, Bojack...
They were
playing the video game. And it was a tournament like you would, let's say, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And she beat him in the game.
With themselves as characters?
No, I believe they weren't playing as themselves because, yeah, that wouldn't make sense because, sadly, it's really hard for a diva character to beat up, you know, other characters who aren't divas. So I don't know what character she used, but she still beat him either way playing the game.
Yeah.
So she's very good at the game, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah that I could definitely see.
No, but it's still interesting. It's just like one of those things where it's just like, we're playing as... Because think about it. Goku isn't playing as himself. So
yes.
We just made the joke. Goku's playing as everyone else. And apparently, you know, freaking Chi-Chi loves Vegeta and Broly. And then Goku's just like, so every other Saiyan but me. And also, why are you fighting me? Like, Chi-Chi, why are you kicking my ass? Oh. I'll go clean the dishes.
Oh, God.
But anyway, back to this whole Broly thing, right? Broly, oh dear. That's how much I care. Back to the whole
Broly thing.
Good
fucking job.
That's how much I care. Yeah, but anyway, seriously though, I would freak out over an entire movie of Tien versus Trunks. I'm sorry. Wouldn't you? Oh, come on. That was good and you know it.
No, it was nice to see. It was interesting. I mean, shit, I was looking forward to seeing Krillin versus Piccolo, and Piccolo's just like, this isn't fucking worth my time.
That pisses me off, by the way.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll get to that in a second. The thing is, I want characters who would never normally fighting, because it's really cool to see that. Like, Tien and Trunks was a really nice fight, and then, yeah, you jump to Piccolo and Krillin, and it sucks because what Piccolo was trying to say was, listen, I know these alien guys aren't real. Most of these other guys couldn't fight. I'm leaving. Right?
Yeah.
But the way it sounded was, fuck you, Krillin, you piece of shit. Look at you, you're bald. I'm going. Like, hey, wait a minute, I thought we were going to... You know, like, it really sucked. We were just like, so... And it's like, hey, look, Piccolo forfeited, because, you know, he's a loser who ran away. Krillin's like, no, he didn't... Like, you heard what he said. It's really sad. It's like, Krillin, come on, man, it's okay. But yeah, so... oh, by the way, we may have mentioned this before, but I love how they think, you know, let's hire real aliens, which, again, thankfully they're not real, because we will hire real aliens to do real creepy alien things. Holy crap, these guys can fly.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out. Like, hey, guys,
right.
People can fly.
Yeah.
You see the news. Like, this isn't new. People can fly. Also, apparently Saiyans can also get depression, which is not funny. Vegeta made me sad.
Yeah.
Like, no, because he's sitting there, he's like, oh, it's so stupid. You know, Goku's, Kakarot's dead. Like, he's like, oh, Vegeta. Like, it felt like, oh, like, hey, what's the point, you know? I was like, oh, no, Vegeta, man, Vegeta. Vegeta.
Yeah, I mean, he lost his fighting spirit because he didn't have anyone to compete against.
Which is only shitty, I think, because Trunks was apparently at his level. Personally. Like, Super Saiyan-wise, I believe they were both at the same level, which
right.
does suck. But other than that, though, yes, I agree. Like, he lost his best friend who he used to spar with, who
right.
he wanted to murder. It's funny. It's like, they're not friends. Vegeta wanted to murder Goku at one point. Haven't you ever wanted to murder your best friend?
Yeah, like, doesn't everybody?
That's what I'm saying. You know, at one point or another, you've looked at your best friend and you've thought you would probably sink. Like, if I just looking at them, you know, if I just put your head down in the water long enough, how long
right.
could you breathe? Right? Like, everyone thinks that about their best friends. So, in theory, you know, Vegeta and Goku are probably the best of friends in the universe.
Hello?
Also, speaking of Gohan, so Gohan's the main character for this movie, obviously, right? Fuck you, Gohan. Cheer for Krillin.
Okay, I got that.
You know, I know Piccolo, you know, has done everything, right? Piccolo has done everything for you. But damn it, Gohan, cheer for Krillin. I think that's what's best. I mean, you're just going to sit there and be like, yeah, go, Piccolo. Well, you know, Piccolo's going to win no matter what. Krillin needs this. Okay?
Yeah.
You know? Also, did you notice the cards that Goku had? By the way, when he was playing on, you know, wherever he was on Snake Way with Bubbles?
Yeah, they were all playing cards together, I remember.
Yeah, did you notice? Emperor Pilaf cards and Baba was the Joker.
Yeah. Yeah,
I sat there and I thought, oh! You know, little cute little references that are nice.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah, they were. Hercule trying to get off the island.
Yeah.
Each and every time. Even when he was this close, the damn ship moves away from civilization. It was the point where it's like, yeah, he's like, he was this close to getting off the island when it's just like, actually, now it's a moving island. Like, damn it!
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. Although, of course, it's weird because that's another thing that, like, I think at first I was like, oh, this is funny, or not even funny so much as like, oh, you know, I got a stomachache, you know, it's like a running gag. But then eventually it just gets weird because it seems like he's just one of those celebrities that it just, like, keeps everyone waiting. And so after a while I was like, actually, screw you, you jerk. You know, you're the reason why, you know, things can last up to 30 or 40 minutes because, damn it, you're just in the bathroom snorting coke. Well, I mean, he wasn't. We saw he wasn't. But in general, usually it's just something weird. We're just like, oh, yeah, you should be actually, you know, going out there for the fans. What are you doing? Oh, just this thing. It's like, God damn it.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's interesting. Like, Hercule, by human standards, he probably is a decent fighter, or at least he was at one point. Like, I know it's filler, but I know they have, like, flashbacks in
Right.
The World Tournament and the Buu Saga, where Hercule actually looks like a decent fighter. I mean, he technically did have to work his way up to get to where he is.
Oh, yeah. I would argue from the normal human perspective, basically anyone who isn't like Krillin, Yamcha, and Tien, who've had extended training in the in the arts that are not so human, you know, out of all the people who are actually human, I believe that Hercule's really good at what he does. Like, if he went to WWE right now, he'd kick some ass, even though WWE's, you know, it is the price of predetermined. Still, he has that kind of, you know, physique where I do think Hercule can do very well in MMA, let's say.
Yeah.
Like, I do think that he has that kind of physique and everything and actual skills. But the problem is that you're putting that guy against things that he has no idea what he's going up against, and he has the arrogance, or at least he had the arrogance, to say,
yeah.
To actually say, I'm the best fighter in the world, and think he could do this. And after Cell, he still has the arrogance, to try and put the show on for the fans, but at least in his heart of hearts, he knows, yep, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Nope.
Yeah.
Not happening. Like, let me tell you something, brother. Hercule's gonna leave. let me tell you something, brother. You know what Hercule does, brother? Hercule looks at a fight, brother, and he turns 180 degrees, and he gets the hell out of there, brother. It's just, nope. So that's how I feel about Hercule. So yeah, it's like, I really do think he could have done a very fine job had this been normal. Like a normal, so like if one of the aliens, quote unquote, that were just real people turned out to be like a murderer, Hercule could have done something, because it's all normal people shit. But we're dealing in Dragon Ball Z terms, so it's like, sorry, Hercule, you're currently the weakest human under Yamcha.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Yeah. How does it feel, Hercule? Damn it. But,
Yamcha just comes up and like, yeah, suck it, you're weaker than me.
So happy. He's just crying. He's like, this is so beautiful.
I mean, shit, Yamcha could have honestly, I really don't think that badly of Yamcha's character, and this would be pretty low for even him, because even Yamcha wants to have a good fight and a challenge. Like, him going up against Hercule and being like, I'm gonna beat you. I'm going to take your title. I'm going to be the world champion. And I'm going to be fucking rich.
Yeah, basically.
Couldn't see him doing that.
But, neither could I, sadly. Also, that rivalry between Chi-Chi and Bulma. Yeah, right? Just look, Chi-Chi and Bulma were cute, weren't they? Like, the whole, like, it's like a little foreshadowing thing with, like, Goten and Trunks. Like, little Trunks.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, you know what? Like, mom, well, my son... Like, well, I'm sure you know, but, my son, just
my
this entire
back... My son's gonna kick your son's ass.
It's to the point sometimes where I just expect them both to beat the hell out of each other.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fight I would see. I would like to see, honestly. Yeah, because Chi-Chi has the experience.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Chi-Chi would have that hands down.
Oh, yeah. But it's still great to think about, because it's like, Chi-Chi has the experience, but Bulma definitely has the crazy and the genius, and I feel like she studied things to be like, okay, Chi-Chi, give me 1 second. Comes out with a giant suit of armor. Your move, bitch. You know, Chi-Chi's like, oh, how long you had that in there? Bulma's like, I just created it when I walked in. she's like, you only took 5 seconds in there. You know, just like, that's what your husband said last night. But anyway, that made no sense, by the way. But anyway, we also have ourselves a caller. I would like to patch him or her through. Hello, caller.
Hey, guys. It's me. Hey, what's up, Matt?
Oh, hello. It's our resident caller, Daniel, who usually calls in for our WWE shows and even our Gravity Falls shows. So, Daniel, what would you...
Yes.
Sadly, we can't keep you on too long because we're nearing the end of our show, but what I would like to say is, Daniel, what did you like about the BoJack film?
BoJack's not that really good of a villain, but...
Okay, well, I like that. So then what didn't you like? Let's flip this question around. So what did you not like about the BoJack film?
For some reason, I feel like I could just skip the BoJack saga and just, like, yeah, BoJack, I remember you, but I don't remember you to the point where you're not a really good villain, like... At least give me villains I remember, like Cooler or Frieza.
Well, I think, here's the thing, I agree with you completely, when it comes to, like, say, certain movie villains being a bit more intriguing, because what I will say is, and thank you for really saying this, Daniel, because it reminds me, this villain, he seems very kind of out there, where certain, not all the time, but sometimes villains have, like, some kind of connection to the show, or somehow, where, like, BoJack, he didn't even feel as if it was a representation of what's going on at the time. Where sometimes certain, like, let's say the androids, right? Oh, the androids were in a movie because the androids were a thing in the story at a time. Where BoJack, it's not even like at the time Cell was an intergalactic thing. I mean, maybe you could argue Majin Buu, but that wasn't even mostly a thing yet in their time. So it was kind of just like, aliens! Pour that on a wall. That'll sell something.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and in a fight, Chi-Chi would totally beat Bulma.
I'm happy you were listening. Obviously. That's why I said she'd have to basically Lex Luthor this with Superman, where it's like, I have a suit of armor. I'm going to kick your ass.
There is no suit of armor that could stand up to Chi-Chi's frying pan of doom.
Arguably, yes. Arguably, that would be great. Just suit of armor. Chi-Chi has a frying pan. All of a sudden, you just have Krillin. Oh, yep. Chi-Chi wins. had she not had the frying pan, I would have said Bulma. But she took out the immediately, Chi-Chi takes out two other frying pans. Where's she going to put the other? She becomes Zoro from One Piece. She has one frying pan handle in her mouth. It's just like, all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, bitch is going to die. But thank you for calling in, Daniel. Sadly,
no,
we are reaching the end of our show, but normally we would have had you on for a lot longer. But again, hey, anyone wants to call in the beginning. Like, we still love to have you guys either way, though. And again, Daniel, thank you for calling, as always, and keep on listening.
You're welcome. See you later.
All right. See you later. Thank goodness. For once, I didn't accidentally cut him off. See, usually at the end, when he says goodbye, he'll be like, goodbye. And then I'm like, okay, cool. And I cut it off, and he says, see you later. And I'm like, no, Daniel! Daniel, we love you, Daniel. Why?
Matt, why are you so bad at this?
This is my job. No, it's not, right? It's actually, I'm going to blame Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I'm going to bite the hand that feeds us. I love Blog Talk Radio, but sometimes, you know, as you've noticed, things are a bit off. Like our timers, right, will show 6 seconds, and they'll say, starting in 1 second. Excuse me. Excuse me. Like, I see the switchboard right here, and it's like, no, you say 6 seconds, miss. Starting in 1 second. No, you just said starting 15 minutes ago. That doesn't even... We've already been on the air, Mr. Marrero.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's not even 4 o'clock yet. It is currently 8 o'clock. The show is over. Stop it! So that's how I feel about this program.
I would like to say one thing, and
yes.
I guess you could say in defense of, like, BoJack and his, you know, hardy gang of pirates. I mean, okay, the one Trunks fought, maybe not so much, but I don't know. I felt like the energy wires that they had, that was kind of an interesting
move
that they threw in there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's the thing. They had, I'm sorry to interrupt, they had so many cool character designs and character, like, characteristics.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Tite Kubo, where usually when Tite Kubo introduces someone, you go, damn, that's a cool character, like, with their, you know, powers and attacks and stuff like that. But they usually don't have a lot of depth to them. Like, they either die really quickly, or they stay around, and you don't learn anything about them other than their name, which you've already forgotten.
Yeah.
That's the problem,
I
feel.
As far as the movies go, I mean, I guess you could really boil it down to, you know, BoJack was Broly, but not Broly. It's like, huh, we have a hulking muscle bound that really kicks the crap out of the Z-Fighters, and that did really good. Let's try and recreate that, but have him have a, you know, different kind of story. But at
the same time,
I feel like BoJack was... He was a different villain in a kind of sense. Like, he comes in out of the shadows kind of unexpectedly, and he basically sits there and watch while his henchmen do the work, and then once he gets an interest, only then is he like, yeah, all right, I got some time to kill. Why don't I go have some fun? And he really doesn't, like, reveal his true power until the end, until, like, it's, oh, okay, I probably need to do this to, you know, put this kid down once and for all, show him who's boss.
Basically, yeah, I agree. Yeah, he is different than Broly. His design, sadly, is Broly as a pirate.
I feel like.
But yeah, his design is sadly Broly as a blue pirate. But he's a Smurf pirate. But as a person, yes, he does have a different mentality than Broly, because Broly is just sheer insanity.
Yeah.
So I agree with that. Also, getting back to certain things. First off, I love a lot about Krillin, and here's what I have to say. So a few things about Krillin. First off, just Oolong, try not to die, Krillin. Just I'll survive. Then it's bacon time. Like, just...
Yeah, that was
that,
beautiful.
And then Krillin apparently going, space chicks are hot. Like, Krillin goes after androids and space chicks. Like, I connect with Krillin. I truly believe in Krillin, I have to
honestly,
say.
Honestly, I think he should be floating around the galaxy with Dandy.
He does, yeah. I mean, just... I would watch that show. I would read that manga. That'd be glorious. Also, what I love is that the chick who did beat him, the quote-unquote space chick, who did beat him, really looks badass enough to do it. Like, she wasn't some... I mean, I know, like, certain... Like, Tite Kubo loves to do that whole, oh, you look so cute and adorable, but you're actually badass, kind of like to break a stereotype, which is good. But it's nice to just have someone who is badass.
Yeah.
You know, who just looks the part. It's always nice.
Right.
Because, yeah. So I'm a huge fan. You know, I'm a huge fan of her look. I think I also had a crush on her when I was a kid, too, because it's like, you know, she's beautiful, but I like that she didn't say anything that made her sound. And even when she had a voice, you know, when they had her say lines, they were very, you know, she was very, like, deadpan. She wasn't, you know, like this whole, like, cutesy-wootsy girl. She was just, she was her. She was Zangia.
And then BoJack used her as a shield.
Yeah, that was, also, by the way, do you remember Dosukoi, the Japanese guy who sadly got murdered?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, remember, he was the big sumo guy.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Two things about him. First off, the two facts you may not have known. Not only was he murdered in cold blood by someone from Street Fighter, I swear to God, but it's also not something racist that America did. Because, you know, Dosukoi is like, Dosukoi! Like, it's kind of something you say, like, before, like while you're, like, if you're a sumo wrestler, like, you're about to fight, like, it's kind of like a, like, yeah, like, Dosukoi! Right?
Right.
I thought that was something racist that America did, but apparently you switch over the Japanese audio, and even as he's getting choked out, he's like, Dosukoi! Dosukoi! I was like, oh my God, Japan. Because it's a Japanese sumo guy, so they know what they're doing.
Right.
Like, just all he ever says is Dosukoi. No other lines. Just Dosukoi, Dosukoi. He's freaking Groot, sumo Groot. Just, Dosukoi, Dosukoi. It was just, but anyway. Also, since you saw, did you see the English version recently, or did you see the Japanese version?
I saw the English version.
Okay, yeah. I did not enjoy the villain's accents, other than, you know, BoJack. Right? Mm-hmm. I was not a huge fan of their accents because, oh, BoJack and, of course, the little one with the turban. Other than that, the accents were terrible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because in my – here's the thing. The one that fought Trunks, right, he sounded Scottish, which, by the way, he had the best character design ever, and I consider his death with Trunks punching the stomach, like, the fist of the stomach, was just amazingly badass for DBZ. Maybe it's my 12-year-old popping out, but I found it amazingly badass.
No,
anyway,
that was definitely badass.
Oh, yeah. So it felt amazing. So that happens, right? And, you know, but the issue is that his voice sounded like he was a bit Scottish or Irish. That's the problem. It was so quick. And then the next time you see him, he's like, you're going to die or something. It wasn't even, there was no accent. And I was like, are you kidding me? And usually Funimation is very good with their accents, but usually only when it's used for parody's sake. Like, I think they've realized, all right, don't give people random accents.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's needed from the show or the movie or whatever.
Right.
So it was kind of upsetting because he had this slight accent, and then it went nowhere, and it was just like, why do you have this? Like, you have orange hair? Like, I don't understand why you have this.
Right.
And then he died, and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
So that's,
okay.
Which was great, though, because he died by, you have a sword? Okay. Well, it just broke on me. Like, oh, and by the way, I'm Vegeta's son. Wait, what does that mean?
Oh, God!
Oh, yeah, you're this guy, Vegeta's son. Like, I would want to see what he would have done to me.
Yeah.
But yes, also, sadly, we're nearing the end of our show. However, we're not ending our show just yet. See, we're going into the after-hours segment. We're going into our archive segment. So, thank you guys for listening to those guys live. And... Oh, yeah, and of course, like our Facebook page, Those Guys on the Radio, we usually do WWE shows, Dragon Ball Z shows, obviously. We do This Week in Comics, which will be happening tomorrow. What time? Like our Facebook page will tell you. Like our Twitter page, or follow our Twitter page, rather, Those Guys Radio, or email us at thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com for any promotional opportunities or just show suggestions. You know, we want to hear from you. And, yes, so sadly we'll be moving on to the after-hour segment, which you can find in the archives. What are the archives? Well, if you wait a while, you will. Like, let's say you wait another hour, right? You can actually access the link that we posted on our Facebook, and you will be able to hear us in the archives with the full, you know, audio file. But sadly, we're going to be having to go into the archives section because we talk a lot, and we like what we talk about. So, again, thank you guys for listening to those guys, and the after-hour segment is coming up soon. Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Majin Buu?
What?
Ooh. I want pudding. Anyway, I'm happy Vegeta was worried. If we have to start something before we finish, I was worried that he wouldn't be. I was worried that he'd sit in his room and go, "Oh, that might be a power level."
I'm sure they can handle it.
Yeah, right? Like, I know it's Vegeta, but that's kind of douchey. And also,
yeah.
10 seconds left on the clock. Thank you, guys, for listening to those guys, the Galactic Cleaner Bojax. Intergalactic. Remember, he's intergalactic, everyone. And now we're in the archive section, where now we... It sucks. We cursed during the live show, so we can't just do something funny where it's like, and now we can fucking curse, because
right.
we did before.
Yeah.
So, really, this is just an extension of ourselves. Hello, everyone.
Right.
If you're listening to this in the archives, there's no difference. But, live,
Yay.
You can't hear us anymore. Yeah, right? Yay! Good for you. But yeah, I feel bad. Everyone listening to it live is like, how did the movie end?
how did it end?
I don't understand. Did Gohan win or did he lose? I can't take this. Oh, by the way, did you notice Hercule had a pod made specifically for him?
Yeah,
the
I was going to say that earlier.
Or the Satan
I love
Vine.
I love the fact that when, you know, shit was starting to hit the fan, the announcer is
yeah.
basically shoving Hercule into the capsule, like, go on, go fight them, go kill them and save us. And he's like,
yeah,
what the hell are you doing? If you put me in there, you're sending me to my own death.
Yeah, basically. Just let him go. Just put him in there. I always like, so I don't even get a seatbelt. Just let him go. Let him go. He was also, by the way, he was the promoter, right? So he was the guy who hired all the talent, who probably scouted, you know. But still, it's so what's funny is this guy probably was at, like, amateur wrestling events, just scouting talent. Just like, I'll take that one. Oh, hey, you're going to wear makeup, kid? You want to wear makeup? Because you're going to wear makeup. You know, it's really funny. But yeah, so like I said, the fight with Gohan was okay. You know, I mean, I liked it, but like when it picked up, I mean, that thing got insane. I mean, that fight, I mean, just some of the things that he did to these people, I was like, okay, maybe you're also Vegeta's son.
it's funny the way you mentioned the henchman kind of reminded you of the Cell Juniors, because Gohan at Super Saiyan 2 basically defeats them just like he did the Cell Juniors.
That's what I was saying, where it's just like a big, just a swipe. And it's crazy because, I mean, where it's not, like, I made the joke about Vegeta's son, but obviously in Super Saiyan form, that you lose your sense of self, I feel. And I think for the kids, though, I think the kids don't lose it until they go higher.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know, maybe it's a hybrid thing or something, but I've noticed Gohan at Super Saiyan in no way felt, I mean, he may have felt a bit overconfident, I think, but he wasn't like crazy, like Goku levels of overconfident. Right?
Yeah.
Where Gohan goes Super Saiyan 2, and then it starts to hit him.
Yeah.
Or Goten and Trunks, Goten, they, you know, they go Super Saiyan 1, and it's a game to them.
Yeah.
You know, but when they go into, like, Gotenks or, like, Super Saiyan 3 Gotenks, it's
pretty much a game.
No, but I still feel like it's more so that they're arrogant. Like, what I'm saying is, I feel like at first it's, like, kind of fun, but, you know, but whatever. But I feel like they can still be a bit serious, in a way. Where, like Goten and Trunks
sometimes.
Fighting, like, Broly, it's a bit serious. But if they had fused, it'd be like, oh, yeah, we can beat them normal. Like, don't matter.
Yeah.
Ain't no thang. And it's like, guys, stop. Like,
stop fucking around. You only have 30 minutes.
Exactly. Pretty much, that's how I feel. Which is like when you know, for some of the Saiyans, like Gohan and stuff, you know, the hybrids, it's the Saiyan-human hybrids, they don't really freak out at Super Saiyan. But once he became Super Saiyan 2, it was like, damn, like, you cold-blooded. You know, like, you're just going around, I mean, just destroying people left and right. But it's okay, though, because before that happened, right, we got some nice old Gohan goodness by having Piccolo coming back, which was totally unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, I didn't see this coming.
Yeah, that's probably one of the things that I did like about this movie, is that it felt like everybody kind of pooled together. I guess you could say
that
because Goku was gone. Like, everybody was kind of like,
well,
shit, we don't have our, you know, trump card. We should probably go see if we can help.
Yeah, I think it was smart for them to do that because I believe – I'm hoping the writers did that because of the fact that just like – so if Goku's not there, like, we can't have just a group of four people going into this. Like, we need – and also because they made it a tournament. So it kind of really lent itself to having everyone there when normally they just wouldn't be there.
Right.
Yes. Also, as always, sadly we didn't mention this earlier, this film was written by Takao Koyama, again, who has written all the films thus far, and who usually writes for films for, you know, different things like Saint Seiya or Sailor Moon. Never really the show so much as the movies. But anyway, so yes. So, and of course, as we mentioned before, the bear-hugging Gohan thing, right? That just was insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that for me, that was kind of hard to watch, I think.
Yeah,
because
that was always
screen.
Hard for me to watch.
Yeah, you know, and it's just, it's crazy. I mean, just, God, that was just really hard to watch. And then, of course, Goku, I have to ask, and he kind of made reference to it later, Goku did something really bad, right? Like, that's not supposed to happen ever. Like, he's the only one who has to know that technique, because everyone else is like, let me just fly down there. Oh, nope, there's barriers. Like, Goku's the only one who could be like, oh, I'm actually just disappearing from this section of the you know, the universe, and I'm just popping back on Earth.
That shit.
What?
I'm an instant transmission, that shit.
Exactly. Where everyone else is like, let me fly. Let me go really fast. I disappeared from your radar. Where did he go? King Anma, sir? He just disappeared. Where did he? He's down Earth, God damn it. I mean, Yanma, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of said this in, I guess you could say in the second Broly movie, it was Shenron who gave him the break and said, I can't really grant this wish, but why not?
Well, no, because here's the thing. What they said was, remember, what they said was, I believe, it wasn't, I want my dad to come back to life. They said, I wish my dad was here.
Yeah.
So, in theory, it's like, you made that vague enough to work.
You made that vague enough to work.
I've been taking lessons from the Fairly Odd Parents. You know, you made that vague enough to slip right on through them cracks.
Yeah. But I feel like this one was basically, you know, King Yama and everybody else are like, he pretty much has saved the galaxy at least, you know, twice now, if not more.
Yeah,
I mean, he's really not supposed to do that, but I'll let this one slide.
No, honestly, I feel like that was too instantaneous to do that. Like, everyone was pissed after. We're like,
oh, yeah,
King
like,
Kata,
Yama's like, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. Like, no, like, I feel like if it was a bit more, like, if they had more time, like another 10 minutes or something, maybe he would have gone to, like, plead his case, like in other movies. But in this case, it was just because, like, Vegeta couldn't do that stuff. Because if you noticed, like, Vegeta can't do instant transmission. So Vegeta had to be given the right with Baba to come down during the Buu saga. Where here, he just had no choice, you know, where it's just like, it was like, and it's like, what, how did he, damn it?
Well, see, that's what
so.
I love. Like, I know how, I know everybody jokes about, you know, how Goku never really, you know, took care of Gohan and everything. But it's like, bitch, I just broke out of heaven to come help my son so he wouldn't die.
I know, right?
How the fuck?
Yeah, no, people just like to pick, well, I mean, people just like to go, yeah, you know, Piccolo did this, Piccolo did that. Goku broke out of heaven. Just saying. I mean, Piccolo's always been like his guardian kind of thing, which is very nice, but Goku broke out of heaven. Just saying.
And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that Goku couldn't have been around a little bit more, but, you know, if it's the choice of I have to save the entire planet.
Right.
Or I should spend more time with my son, I think I'm probably going to save the planet so that my son can continue to exist.
I would agree with that sentiment as well. And before we go, obviously, you know, we know Gohan wins, the Earth is saved, King Kai's kind of like, dude, what did you just do? To Goku. But there's one line that I want you to bring up. In the English dub, right, when Bojack was punched in the face by Goku, which is such a great sentence, he gets up and he says, was that Goku? Right?
Yeah. How the fuck do you know who Goku is?
Exactly. Actually,
hello.
In the Japanese version, it was actually, what was that just now? What was that, you know?
Right.
Like, thinking like, okay, so I think I just got punched by a ghost. Did anyone else see me get punched by a ghost? I mean,
right, henchman, did you see me get punched by a... Oh, crap, right, you're all dead.
No, yeah, right, like just... no, I think when he got punched by a ghost, he wasn't dead yet. Remember? Like, I think when he got punched by the... Because he got punched by the ghost, like, right as it was the bear hug, so they were all still alive. Gohan didn't turn Super Saiyan.
Oh, right, yeah, that's true, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. So that's what's great. It's like, he's on the floor. He's like, so did it kind of just look like they all look at him? Air knock you over, boss?
Yeah.
I was punched by a ghost. Well, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I saw it too. He got punched by a Spectre thing.
Just
I am going to fucking kill you all.
Screaming at them? We're intergalactic space pirates, damn it. It isn't that far off. You know, like, we're from a different planet, and we were kind of bound, and now we're unbound. Bojack Unbound, tweet it. You know, hashtag Bojack Unbound. The way,
yeah.
No, wasn't it great, like, Genkai? Now Bojack is unbound. Do-do-do-do. But, yeah, it's just, yeah, so that's the thing. We're just, like, and again, I don't really rank out on them for a lot of changes, because usually Funimation is very accurate. I know for this movie,
yeah.
This last one, they were very accurate, and if they weren't for certain lines, it was understandable, because it's mostly a comedy movie anyway.
Yeah.
And it fit very well.
Right.
But for this movie, it's a little upsetting because it's like, obviously, it's major plot development. Because you have to sit there and think, how does Bojack know who Goku is? You've never met, you know? Like,
Unless, wait. Hear me out.
Okay.
When Goku brought Cell to King Kai's planet and Cell blew up, he saw in that flash of light, he saw Goku.
Of course. That makes a perfect
amount
of
sense. It
makes sense
now.
Yeah.
No, like Bojack, as he gets punched across the face by Goku, he's like, thanks for freeing me.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome if, like, just, like, they, as, like, an episode of Bardock thing, which kind of, like, supposed to make, you know, like, things canon or whatever, like, they just make specials that makes everything, like, it's one giant special that like, gives you little things that makes every single movie canon.
Oh, God.
Where
you just see, like, Cell, as he's regenerating, he sees Bojack in the distance, he's like, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? I'm an android from the future who's trying to blow up the universe. I'm an intergalactic pirate that's trying to take over everything in the universe.
Oh.
I think we're going to have some words later. I think we will.
Yeah, right. Like at first they shake hands, and they're like, wait a minute, you're trying to take my business.
Yeah. He goes, they meet each other in hell. Goku?
Yeah.
Gohan? No, it's like Gohan. Gohan.
Yeah. It's just like, they're still looking at you. Just, they're like, oh. Like, Frieza laughs at them until after Fusion Reborn.
Yeah.
Just, so what happened now? Which, by the way, speaking of, plugging, next week we're doing Fusion Reborn.
Woo!
Yeah, the 12th Dragon Ball Z movie. Why are we jumping from 9 to 12? Because we did the Bojack trilogy already. Check it out in the archives for Block Talk
Radio.
We
did the Broly trilogy.
Yeah. Which should have only really been, like, a 1 to 2 movie thing, but whatever. Trilogy, yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah. And,
comment if you caught that.
Why?
What?
I'm so sorry. I didn't hear. I didn't
nothing.
Hear. I'm going to hear what you said later, and
okay.
I'm going to murder you for it.
Okay.
Next week, Matt Morero does this solo.
next week, Matt Morero murders Tristan Walter live on air while discussing Fusion Reborn.
Live. It's just Tristan running. I'm so scared. I don't know where he's calling from. Look behind you. but anyway, you see nothing because I'm short. I just stab your legs. Anyway, so I stab your shins. Anyway, yeah, thank you guys for listening in. We're sadly at the end of our show. I think we had a great show today, strangely. I don't know if you've noticed this, Tristan, because usually we talk about good movies, but it's really funny. Whenever Satish and I talk about really bad wrestling events, we always go longer than we should. I think the same thing happened here, where somehow in shitting on this movie, we've gone longer than we should have, which wasn't even the worst movie in the world, but we still managed to, you know, mess around a bit and go a bit longer than we should have. But hey, again, thank you guys for listening in the archives, if you still are, you know, and yeah, Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, Twitter, Those Guys Radio, Gmail, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, and Matt Morero, Tristan Walter. Anything to say before we have to sign off?
No, I think we pretty much got everything covered.
All right, and of course, next week we are doing Fusion Reborn, and to check that out, you have to like our Facebook or follow our Twitter. I always think it's like tweet our Twitter. Like, no, I don't. I don't know Twitter well. To follow our Twitter, because yeah, that is how you will know when it's happening. Because right now we don't even know. Maybe it doesn't happen. Maybe next week we do Haruhi.
What?
I don't know. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. And we are signing out.
Good night.